Previously on...
Last time on Half Party.
You gotta fight for your right to Half Party. Get caught up in the Half Party. We are Wild Stallions.
So wild. American Solo. Race against the clock to solve the mystery of who done did it. Did the murdering. The murdering of some guy whose name...
Keep on trucking.
Was Noel Truck.
Noel Truck. Noel.
Nice. And as they race to solve who done did the murder...
Who done did it.
We find out that Sisk is a terrible host. Like, we didn't get Popo's till, like, what? The last 10 minutes of the episode, like,
yeah.
Oh, boys.
We've done 2 episodes,
oh, boys,
and we haven't gotten food until the last 10 minutes of it.
Anyway.
Oh, and then there was the thing where we find out that he used the blood.
To start a ritual.
Yeah, he summoned a vampire who probably summoned a lot more.
The guy that owns the place.
There's also Bruiseless McBruiserson. He didn't have any bruises.
Noel Truck.
Yeah, and that's what I remember.
I think it's time.
Yeah.
Let's play it in. Hey everybody, welcome to Half Party. I'm Bjorn Falk, your DM. With me, as always, I have Daniel Diagnoff.
Daniel Diagnoff.
And Justin Smith.
Justin Smith.
And welcome back, everyone. Where we left it off, we were figuring out.
I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, shite.
We were figuring out a lot about this wonderful, wonderful mansion of fun and horror.
Yeah, beautiful.
About a little party of blood. And then... one Noel Truck dead on the stoop.
Yeah.
I guess he's inside.
He's in the hallway
now. Yeah, we moved him in. Yeah. Solo, you had been investigating the body. You came back to learn of the fun vampire surprise. And that's where we'll pick it up with you, Sisk, and Solo, along with the other party members kind of milling around.
In the kitchen. And Merrick has like a million knives on him. He has all the kitchenware.
I've got 8 knives that were
all
cutlery.
Of the knives.
I'd like to do just start off with an investigation check.
Ooh, I'm with him
for
on this one.
Any type of alcohol.
Go for it.
Didn't you already make a drink? You know where it is.
You have been working here for about 45 minutes.
Minutes.
Yeah,
I've been part of the staff. Okay, well that makes sense then because I rolled. A 25 for investigation.
So it's I use this already.
Open the back
knew
door,
exactly what this was.
And there is a Jameson distillery back there. Just the entire distillery, all of them. And they're like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Slanjava. So then I'm gonna take 2 quick shots, bang bang, and then I'm gonna bring a shot for Sisk and a shot for Solo on my way out the door.
Is this a half? Size thing going on here?
You didn't even know. How could you have seen me take 2 shots?
I've got the same amount as you.
The Jameson Distillery.
Oh, I just thought you gave me a mini glass. That's all. Wait, you also took 2?
I have the same mini glass, so it's cool.
Okay.
It's a shot glass.
You just drink it real fast.
Just throw it back.
Ready?
I throw it over
2,
my shoulder.
3. Oh, God.
Medic, you said to throw the shot of... You throw it back.
It's a parlance of our times. You throw back your head. You open your throat. You drink.
Let's do another one, right, Sisk? Yes. Let's get me and Sisk another one.
I'll do another one. That's up to. All right. So I come and I bring 2 more back, one for Sisk and 1 for Solo.
Did you take one?
No, I'm catching up.
Merrick, you want to? Let's do one together, all 3 of us.
Right, I feel like that's only appropriate.
It's really hard to carry 3. I go back. And I get it. And now we all 3 have shots.
Ready?
Wait.
What are we cheersing to?
This one is to Clithby. He was so nice when he was alive.
Aye.
Wait, Clithby's dead?
Wait, when did Clithby die?
And I just throw back the shot. I shoot it back. I just throw it back.
Okay.
Shoot the shot. And then start looking around.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah!
Is Clithby?
All right. Let's go to the blood room. Let's go.
Wait, medic. Clithby's not dead. I think we got to do it again.
I'm right here.
No, we're good. Clithby is going to be dead by the end of this episode.
Trust me.
I always have your best intentions, viewers. Spoilers. And can we make sure that Martin Khan comes down to write down the whole fight thing so maybe a vampire will eat his face?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to come check out that nice fight you're going to have.
Yeah, that's your real piece of work, Martin Khan. All right, let's go. I'm ready. Fuck it. If we're going to die, right? Then we'll fucking die fighting a vampire.
Medic.
We took on Brad and Chad and we knocked out Iron Mike Tyson. You know, like, we've got this.
Wait,
it's fine.
You just said I was going to die.
Clithby's going to die.
I'm here for you. I got skills.
To pay the bills. You're Sisk. Yeah. I got it.
Aye.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Hi.
Listen, I'm trying to amp up right now.
Aye.
You know?
Aye, yeah.
You hear that?
And I start hitting my fist together, a little confused.
And Sisk pulls out his, he's got a, underneath his dress robes, he has a small guitar slung across behind his back, and he starts pulling it out and playing. To be the test, you gotta pass the best, and you gotta make it all the way to the top of the mountain. And he's like singing this rock ballad inspiring song. You guys both have a point of inspiration to start off. That is the bardic inspiration, and that is I think it's a D6, but let me double check that. Yes, he is now D8, yeah.
So we have an extra D8 to add whenever we need it.
Yes.
Whenever we need it, viewers, hear that?
I mean, you guys got, we got a boogie down there.
Yeah, we're going. I'm ready.
You guys follow in line with Sisko's. Let's go, come on. And you guys start kind of running through the halls. And he takes a left into the study and then follows, like, pushes on a panel and it slides across.
Oh, look at the secret door. This place
isn't
really
is
worth it, isn't it?
Right. As soon as I was like, I was looking at this place, he stopped the entire flow that's going on. He's like, so I was looking around and I was like, I don't really like this place. But then it was really, like, cool. They have all these secret passageways.
Sisk, yeah. You're killing me. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
start
to get the gold juice.
And they're back, and you guys are back to running down, and you run down this spiral staircase and go down, and then you find a long hallway, torches on the side, and he says, watch out for the traps, and he points down, there's these pressure plates, and he goes, follow me, and he just kind of dances through these pressure plates.
Acrobatic check, I'm doing it.
And he glides along, he's dragging his hand along the wall. You guys have advantage because you've seen where he goes.
Thank God, because that was a 2 on the dice.
Nat 20!
Natural 20!
Wait, a second one?
No, I got a 12 the second time, so 12 plus 7 is 19. I did better.
Okay. Fine. You guys, boom, pass through these traps, and you're on.
You didn't ever want to, like, disarm these traps, Sisk?
No, I thought it was, like, a cool feature.
No, it's great. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's real good.
It's good. Okay. Hi. And he goes, okay, 1, 2, 3. And you see you're coming up on this ledge.
What?
And there's a rope right in front of Sisk. And he grabs onto it and swings off this ledge. And you see from beneath him this red light lighting him up. And he drops across this crevasse onto the other side and drops down. And he swings the rope back to you. He goes, go ahead, guys.
Wait, should I get a running start? This was a really
bad
idea.
I'll boost you. Boost you. It'll be like
what?
A swing.
I grab the rope.
Okay.
Right. And I pull him back. I'm like, whee!
Give me a strength check.
Oh, me? Wait.
Is this really not an athletic move? I mean, have you ever pushed a kid on a swing? Like,
no. I want to see if he can hold on to this rope.
Oh,
okay. It's not me that needs.
Correct.
Well, right. That's definitely an athletic check.
That was a. 1 second, let me see what the math is, because that's definitely a minus one. All right, 18.
18, lovely. You you swing across the crevasse and drop off, plop down next to Sisk, landing on your feet. And the rope swings back to Merrick, who grabs it, I'm assuming.
What I'd like to do is take the rope, because I'm imagining we're like a little bit of a hallway chasm type situation.
Uh-huh.
I want to take the rope, and I'm going to run up the side of the wall to make this an acrobatic move with the rope. Because I want to look real cool in front of my friends.
Okay, give me that acrobatics check.
That's what I'm talking about. We haven't done this in a long time. Mod 20.
Beautiful. You run along the side of the wall and jump off.
Did you see how cool this was?
Perfectly timed. And as you're flying through the air, looking over this little ring, like river of lava, you look down. He's like, look how cool I look. And you, like, still running in the air. It looks like gravity has no control over you. And you land right next to them. And Sis goes, cool. And then starts running again.
Well, I guess I'm going to run. I just, right after him.
Yeah. Does anyone not, you guys don't want to talk about cool? Fine,
it was pretty cool.
And then you see Sisk at the end of this hallway. You see in front of you a giant mirror, and you look at the mirror, and he goes, "Oh yeah, this is the puzzle one. It's been a while since I've been down here, but this is the puzzle one. I can't remember how you solve it though.
Could we just break the mirror?
That's not what we did last time. We didn't break it.
Wait, you were
were drunk and you figured this out last time
on Half Party.
We got pretty into it."
Get caught up in the
half part.
I guess investigation check this thing?
Go for it.
To start? I mean, is there anything up? Can you do a word picture before I roll to see if I can just figure it out?
Like, what does our reflection show?
The mirror seems to be inset in this wall very tightly. There's no frame around the mirror. It seems to kind of melt into the stone walls around it and ceiling. You can see behind you. There's you three standing there, and then you can see behind you the hallway disappearing off into the distance as a reflection. And go ahead and roll investigation.
Of how good I look?
16.
With a 16, you see that there along this hallway are several torches. In the reflection, you see that the first one is lit, the second one is not, and the third one is lit. And you look back over your shoulder, and you see that all three torches are lit.
I go to the middle one and I take it out and I douse it.
And you douse this torch and you look back at the mirror and the mirror is gone and it's just the opening. And he goes, "Hey, nice job!" And Sasuke is back off running.
Medic, that was really impressive. I'm gonna catch up with him.
Why am I always last? I'm doing all this. God.
Sis says, "You guys better hurry up." And you see him ahead of you running down the hallway to this slowly sliding down.
How is he stone fast? I'm going to pick my speed up. I'm going to dash action. I'm going to try to pass him.
Okay. As you do, you kind of make your way up to him, and he slides under. I need you to give me a slide check, which we're going to call dexterity, probably athletic. It's an athletic move. It's in baseball. That's how D&D works.
12? Because it's athletic all of a sudden?
Yep, you slide through, and you seem to be like stuck. Your slide lands about halfway through the door. You are midway through the door. Merrick, you're up. All right. What do you want to do?
I'd like to say the word hotness.
Merrick,
and change
it's
my outfit to be with a leather jacket and a really cool fedora.
Nice.
And I'm going to try, and I'm also have a bull whip. It's not for, it doesn't actually work. It's just for looks. Yep. And I'm going to like. Face first, Pete Rose slide to get my man stuck. You know, I'm gonna.
Yeah, you're bringing him with you through this.
I'm gonna bundle my little man up in my arms and we're gonna get under this thing.
Okay, give me your athletics check.
Athletics is wonderful. That's a 17.
17. You're through and you pull. Give me a pull for Solo, who's still a little bit stuck underneath the door.
Cool. Is that a strength check?
That's a strength check.
I'm going to use my bardic inspiration.
Yes, I like it.
And with my bardic inspiration, I have a 6. Because this is a strength check, I got a 2 minus 1. And then I used my inspiration, which was a 5, to get me to 6. I had a 6 to try and save my friend's life.
Can I add inspiration to it?
No.
All right.
But I make it through.
You made it through just fine.
I Pete Rosed him with me. Like I was form tackling his prone body under the thing.
6 points of bludgeoning damage as this thing crushes your right hand. Just
my right hand or his?
No, Solo's right hand.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
The red right hand?
The red right hand. It's red again.
And very bloody?
Very bloody.
Can I make a fist?
Yeah, you can make a fist.
No, it's all open hand now. You have to, like, there's no clothes. It's all knife
slapping.
Strikes.
Lots of slap-based attacks.
That's a little floppy guy.
Eric, thanks for, you know, trying to save me and all. It was a really nice gesture, you know, and you looked really cool doing it.
Hey, imagine if I hadn't. It would not just be your hand.
Do you think? And I just hold up my hand, which is bloodier than we've ever seen before. And then I kind of, like, reach towards him, and, like, with my thumb, I put some blood on his forehead.
Yeah.
And, like, lean in, and I go, Mufasa. You look cool, medic.
Yeah, I feel cool.
Hi.
I'm sorry that your hand got fucked up.
Ah, it's just cool. Look, it's fine. And I just, like wake, split blood all around. We should just run, right?
And Sis says, I got you, bud. And Cass cure wounds by slapping you on the shoulder, and your no longer damaged hand. It's still bloody, but no longer damaged. And he heals you for 11 points of healing.
Sis, what was that? That's really, really cool.
I got you back, boys. We're almost there.
You can do that and play guitar?
Yeah. That's how I roll.
Man.
It's really necessary after a sweet party, though.
Could we go to a sweet party one day?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're about to have one.
Is it a pants party?
Wow.
Party in your pants?
No, it's not.
Medic, are you trying to invite ourselves to a party in his pants?
Wait, is it a pants party or a party in the pants? I'm not really familiar.
I've
just heard the phrase. Is that not a good thing?
It's a dungeon party with vampires. No pants involved.
Do they have pants on?
No, as many pants as there are people involved.
Should we run?
Yeah, we've been running for a while. Like, this is a long break.
And he begins to run down the hallway again and then holds out both arms to stop you guys.
Underneath it, I guess.
Yeah, you just whiz right by him. And
like,
then
I want to, as I see it, like, grab onto his robe to stop my momentum.
And you do. You get a little bit of a tug on him. And you see up in front of you the opening to a large room. You see a few stairs ascending, probably four stairs. Solo, you can kind of see above them, but Merrick, you can see clearly that this room is a large circular room.
They go up. The stairs go up?
Yes. And on that plane above you, you see a large coffin.
Just one. Was this the room, Sisk?
Yeah, this is the one. So to the right, there's an altar thing once you get in there, and then there's to the left, there's a bunch of these like holes in the wall. It's kind of creepy.
And you said I put this in the altar, and I just hold my right hand up again.
Well, I think that's how we started this shenanigans.
So don't put this fist in the altar.
Yeah, I would say avoid doing that at all costs.
I can do that, Sisk.
Cool. I dig that. Also in this room, kind of up above us, are like some, I don't know, tiered kind of wall things. It's weird. It's like 5 feet and then like a shelf that's about a foot and a half deep and then another 5 feet up and then another shelf back. Like these giant steps.
Is this a fucking catacombs?
Kinda.
Let's do it. Let's fucking do it. Let's fucking, you know what, Sisk? We came here to fucking party.
I love you, man.
In coffins. Let's fucking do this shit.
I love you, Sisk. The alcohol is definitely getting a little tipsy, you know?
Do you guys want a little nip before you go? And he pulls out a flask.
Oh, I pull out my flask.
What? Why did everybody get flasks?
You don't have one?
Bachelor party, what? Man. They were hanging them out.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like a traditional gift.
You can have some of mine, Solo.
And have some of mine, too.
Yeah, you can have some of both of ours.
We're going to take ours.
Okay.
And then you can double fist it. You have two good hands.
All right. So, right hand. Silence. All right. Okay. This one's for silence. Glup, glup, glup. This one's for red. Glup, glup, glup.
Constitution saving throw.
Because those were glug glug glugs. Not.
Yeah, they were glug glug glugs.
Aye. Aye. You said Constitution, right?
Aye.
That is a 19.
Beautiful. You feel the fire burn its way down your throat. It hits your tummy and it's nice and warm. You feel very good.
And I slap my tummy with my red right hand, leaves a little red palm print, you know, Urukai style.
Yeah.
And I just march up the stairs.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, no, I'm not going to march up the stairs.
Yeah, hold up. I've got one more thing that might be helpful. I can make one of you guys invisible.
What if we made you invisible?
And I just start raising my hand as I don't know. That's a bit of, you know, that's a philosophical question, I think.
Jesus,
right?
Sisk, make yourself invisible.
You sure? Oh, I can do that.
He wants to kill you.
That's a good
point.
We
might have a moment to, like, parlay.
Oh, for a moment like this, I...
Cool, yeah, sweet. And he taps himself twice on the chest and disappears.
I reach out. I just, like, I try and... Where he was.
Yeah.
And, like,
you immediately feel him. Do I feel him? You immediately feel him right there. He's like, yeah, no, I'm gonna go in and, like, stand on the...
I can...
No, stop. It's so okay, weird. It's weird.
It's
I
so
can still
weird.
You're just feeling...
Can you see me right
yes.
now?
No, this is
where
so
my hands?
Wait,
this
ask
is
him
so
if
fun.
I'm invisible. Ask him. Ask
no,
him
I
if
can
I'm
see
invisible.
You can just talk to me. I'm
can
right
I,
here.
Should I
guys,
I
wanna, no.
Is this your...
Okay,
ooh,
I'm going in.
Like
you guys do your thing.
Hair?
Okay, goodbye.
Okay.
Like, you feel him pull away from you and move into the room.
Don't go.
I'm going.
That alcohol is good, Merrick.
Yeah, it tastes really good. Let's do it. Do you want to do the talking?
Merrick, I love talking.
Hotness. And now I am, like, in some sick, all black, laced up gauntlets. Like, I'm in battle gear.
I'm going to look down and just be, like, really.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not feeling as good looking as I once was. You know,
I
Merrick's
fucking
got all these
say
cool
hotness,
outfits.
And I'm back to the original pastel robes. I'm like, let's do it.
Aye. And I put my hand up.
And I put my hand down. And I high
five. High five in the
and
middle.
Now you've got a little bit of red on your hand too.
I've got it on my face. You put that there.
And now it's on your hand. My blood's everywhere, Merrick.
Just don't put it in the bowl.
Oh, are we supposed to be? We should go up, right? You
could
think
I just
for
actually? Could we just for one I, second? Could you
yeah.
and I? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to take out of my pack. I'd like to wrap his bloody hand so blood's not just dripping everywhere. I feel like it might be like.
Oh yeah.
Chum in the water, right, with
oh,
sharks. So
hi.
I'm just gonna do this, right?
Do you think like,
nice
the blood
and tight.
On your face is gonna ah yeah it's
yeah
tight.
That's cinch that up.
Nice,
fine.
Yeah, I feel like a boxer.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what you are. Okay, and I tap his gloves. I'm like, let's do it.
Wait, should I do the left hand too? No, Silas doesn't
nope.
need it. You're right.
Nope.
And can I march now, Merrick?
How about we sneak in?
Aye,
Merrick. You want to do the balls out?
No.
The balls out thing?
No, definitely. Oh, Merrick, good idea. Kiss Grizzik's jaw, and I go, you want some good luck? Obviously, you know, this, my head conversation is not, you know, good alcohol.
I bend down.
I
kiss the mangled jaw of Grizzik, which I ruined. And then I kiss my little man on the forehead, and then I just walk in. I don't make a big deal of it.
Okay. Are you guys stealthing in, or are you just walking in?
No, we're just walking in.
Okay. That works.
We're too drunk to stealth.
No, I'm going to try. Merrick, I know you're walking. I'm going to try to walk. I'm going to stealth in.
Give me your stealth.
He says that. I'm going to try to stealth.
That's a one.
But you're a halfling.
You're a halfling.
Oh, fuck, I get to reroll.
He's so drunk in real life, viewers.
That's okay.
What you don't know is we actually were taking shots every time.
That's 11.
11. Yeah, you're pretty drunk. Yeah, you think you're being stealthy, though.
Merrick, I'm sneaking behind you.
You just can't stop yourself from giving your own narrative.
All right, so we walk up the stairs.
Yep.
There's the coffin. Do we see
now,
the ritual bowl anywhere?
Right, you look around
picture
you.
Of what we got here.
You see a beautifully carved room. To your left are what appear to be the resting place of several sarcophagi. Is that the plural of sarcophagus?
Sarcophagies.
Sarcophagies. You see that they're in various states of disrepair and kind of decaying.
Disarray.
Cobwebs everywhere. The stone here is almost black with green, slimy tinge to everything. The middle of the floor is beautifully carved in this geometric pattern of circles and lines intersecting, all kind of centering on the coffin in the middle of the room. Then on the right-hand side of the room, you see the altar, which is this beautifully carved stone altar, and it's like ivory white. The only thing that is of not of this black and green hue. And it appears to be immaculate. From the middle of the altar, you see that it kind of slopes toward the center where this blood would pour into this geometric design on the floor and flow. Behind it, you see a detailed carving of demons and skulls and terrifying, scary stuff.
Wow, Merrick, this is really scary. How do you think we just call out?
attention, fucksticks.
Yeah, your fucksticks.
Party.
I'm with
We're
you.
Here
I'm with you,
to kick ass.
Aye, and
take
and,
names.
Aye, and we're all out of names. Right, Merrick?
We're all out of names.
Nothing happened. Perception check. As you look around for
18.
Just a hair too late, you hear a footstep behind you, and you feel a hand on each one of your shoulders. Actually, it's more like one high shoulder, one low shoulder, so he's doing a very kind of awkward thing for
okay,
this,
so he's not doing both shoulders, he's just doing
He's doing one of your shoulders. Yeah. He's between you two.
Far shoulder, inside shoulder.
He's going on the inside of each one of you.
Got
guys.
It. So it's not like a gigantic reach.
Right.
Like,
he's not doing like a big bear hug type thing.
It's like a regular reach.
He's not doing big Jesus arms.
Right.
Hi.
Welcome to my lair.
Nikolai?
Is that
you?
I guess the slow head turnaround.
And you behind you see this large, pale white man with immaculate facial hair. Black hair slicked back tight to his skull, a large billowing black cape with a high collar, very classic.
Oh man,
formal dress. And as he smiles at you, you see the fangs.
I don't know your name, but that's a really dope robe.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you very much.
What was your name? I just called you Fuckstick because we haven't been properly introduced.
Hi, you know, it's something Merrick does. He walks into rooms. It's so funny, right? Okay, so here. So, like, he just walks upstairs usually, and he's like, Fuckstick, I'm here.
I say it every time I walk in a room, like, hey, Jack Wagons.
Yeah. Wait, you've never said that one, Merrick.
Give me a deception check.
I mean, it's true.
It's kind of true.
That's a 22.
A very strange way of greeting people.
21.
I appreciate your hospitality in my
own
lair.
And I lean in and I go, he's from Elvish Boytown, so I, you know...
A very strange place indeed.
Aye, wow, yeah.
Have you come to pledge yourselves to me?
Well, what? Here's a quick question. What? You've still not told us your name.
Ah, I am very sorry. Welcome to my lair.
That's a weird name.
Right, you keep saying your lair, and I'm guessing that the whole house is your lair of sorts?
Well, yes. This is where I live, in my room.
You call your house your lair?
This is a bedroom.
This is the lair part of the house, and
the
other
part
of
the house
I keep for guests.
So if this is your bedroom, you
before
don't
I feast
like
on their blood.
Lair, whoa, what?
One more. What?
Excuse me?
I keep the upper part, the house part, for my guests.
Yeah, got that.
Aye.
That
aye.
Makes sense.
And yeah. Then I feast on their blood.
Wait, I'm not. Maybe I'm not hearing that...
I feast.
You kind of cut out. Your accent's quite thick. Did you say blood?
Very sorry. I feast on their blood.
Feast. Is this
feast,
like a translation thing?
I drink it. I bite the neck. Do you not see the teeth?
You do that.
Aye.
Yeah. Oh, look at the teeth. As he's gesturing, because viewers, Bjorn is literally lifting up his lips
inside
to show us his teeth. And I still don't know this vampire's name, but as he is like really gesturing, I feel like he's finally ready for my rapier in his gut.
Give me an attack roll.
God,
well, that's a surprise attack if I ever heard one.
That's going to be a 17.
That will hit. I guess I shouldn't. I shouldn't
now.
I shouldn't do that in the vampire voice. I guess it's a
no,
very fun
should.
Voice
I mean,
to do.
We're gonna really confuse the viewers.
That will hit. No, he's just narrating it.
Wow, you've hit me. What a terrible thing to do.
You can really dance.
15 points of piercing damage.
I don't know if you know this, but that stings quite a bit.
And I'd also like to cast Hex as a bonus action.
I will give you the attack, but not the zat, because we are going to go into initiative now.
That's fine. That's
cool. Roll for initiative.
So you are... Okay, I was going to say, are you narrating in the...
I'm not narrating anymore.
That's a 17.
23.
23. And that was a 17 for solo?
Right, 17.
All right, and Merrick, 23.
I haven't fought in so long. What are my abilities?
What do I do? How do I D&D?
Do we know how to fight anymore?
How do monks attack? What do I do with my hands?
Wow. So, first up is Merrick.
All right, that's an 18 with the rapier.
That'll hit.
17 points of damage.
Oofa doofa.
A bonus action hex.
Okay.
Because I don't do that ever.
And what does hex do?
Let me read it for you.
Thank you.
Because we haven't done it in a long time. You place a curse on a creature that you can see, 1d6 of necrotic damage to the target whenever I hit with an attack, and I can also choose one ability that the target has disadvantage on ability checks made with the chosen ability.
Okay. Is there any kind of saving throw or anything? It just kind of happens.
It happens. Sweet. It happens. The ability check is going to be dexterity ability checks.
Okay, you want him disadvantage on dex.
Disadvantage on dexterity. That's cool. Not saving throws.
That's just checks.
That's ability checks.
Yep.
And that was my bonus action. I'm going to run about 18 feet away. we're still at the door. Like, we just came up the stairs. He snuck behind us. The altar's to our right. The broken sarcophaguses are to our left.
Yep.
And the coffin's dead ahead.
Yes.
I'm going to make a break for the coffin.
Okay. And he's going to swipe at you with his claws.
He is not, because I don't incur attacks of opportunity.
He won't at all.
Because we haven't combated in like four episodes.
It's been so long.
It's not unusual to not get opportunity attacks. Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
All right, that's the end of my turn.
Next up, you make it all the way to the coffin, by the way.
Perfect.
The room itself, dimension-wise, is about 30 feet across. Because
The whole room.
Yeah, it's not
coffin's
huge.
Coffin's dead center.
Yeah.
So you're saying, like, I could run to the other wall, touch it, and then come back to the center.
We get it. You're fast.
I'm going to hide on the other side of the coffin.
Okay. Can you hide?
If the room's 30 feet across, I can easily get around it.
Yeah, you can get around it. I don't know if you'd, like, action to hide or bonus action.
Oh, no, no. I'm just saying, like, it's between me and him.
Betwixt.
Gotcha. Positioning. Next up is Solo.
This happened very quickly.
Yes.
So I guess I'm going to punch him.
All right, make some attack rolls.
So you just saw me, like, stab, stab. And then he has this black cloud of shit over him. Like, I popped off.
Medic, I guess we're doing this.
It's what we're fucking here for.
That one's a 17.
17 hits.
And then this one, 23. And that one's a 17 again.
All right, 3 for 3. For a second, I thought that was damage. I was like, your punches have gotten out of control.
I have to hit before I damage. Wait, do I not have to do that anymore?
Yes, you have to swing, roll the hit. You are not God yet.
And then that is going to be a d6, because I haven't done this in a while.
Mm-hmm.
10 damage on the first one. That is 6 damage on the second one. 7 damage on the last one.
What was the last one? 7, you said?
23 total.
Thank you.
And then... Medic, could we do it in something in the middle? And I'm going to run to the other side of the sarcophagus.
And yeah, as soon as you were there, you're gone.
Aye.
Beautiful.
And I think I'm actually below the, right? I'm a short fellow.
Yeah, it comes up like your head, like your forehead sticks up over it. And you were just running over there to kind of hang out with Merrick on that side.
Because I've got the top hat on.
You've got your top hat, so it's very obvious where you are.
Yeah, and I'll get over to Merrick. I'm like, do you think he'll find us over here?
No, I don't think he will.
Hi. Hiding spot, Merrick.
And you see this vampire behind you who is now up. He goes, oh, that hurt quite a bit. Very nice.
Maybe I'm not understanding his accent.
It's very thick.
He said very, was it very nice, Merrick?
Yeah, very nice. I guess he enjoyed it.
You didn't stab him with, like, a healing blade, did you? Are you doing anything, mister?
1 second. And he pulls out, he has his cane.
He's been leaning
on his hip, and he picks it up and pulls from it a wand from it, like you would have that hidden sword thing, but it's a little wand. And he whips it at the wall where all the sarcophaguses are. And the...
Sarcophaguses
crack and shatter, and from them pour, well, three... Not like pouring, I guess.
Pour? Like World War Z?
Not quite. Yeah, this three would appear to be these half-turned humanoid creature things of various shapes and sizes.
Wow, that's
terrifying.
When
that happens,
extremely pale, and the vampire walks over to you, and he reaches up one hand, and he swipes down at Merrick.
Yeah, because Merrick stabbed him in the face.
Oh, really hard. Like, super hard.
Very well.
That is a 19 to hit.
That hits.
That hits. All right. That is 13 points of piercing or slashing damage as the claws rake across your shoulder.
Uncanny dodge that down to 7.
Uncanny dodge down to 7.
That's my reaction.
Down to 6. Right, we ran down.
Because you're a nice DM.
That's the rule, actually.
That's the rule.
Oh. Okay, then I take that back.
Since he uses his other action to summon the guys, that's the end of his turn. Next up is Sisk.
Who's invisible.
Sisk says, "Ah, screw it." From Sisk's hand, he kind of gives like this this beautiful tone belts from his stomach, the depths of his stomach. Yeah. And you hear it, it's louder than life.
Wow. Well supported.
It's yeah. really.
I don't think you needed the adjective because that was a beautiful tone.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And these shining lights shoot out of his hand and warp towards this vampire, who tries to move out of the way as these beams of light come towards and sink. They like kind of soak into the stone around him, and then they disappear. But as they hit him, they absorb almost into his skin. He seems to be glowing. So now you guys have advantage on the attacker. He casts fairy fire on him. And he's actually kind of glowing a little bit. It's kind of lovely. It's a nice pale shade.
Good tone, hi.
Kind of welcoming. Next up are the minion-y monster things. Rawr. And they kind of shamble towards you guys. The first one coming in towards Solo with an attack. He's having trouble with his mangled body trying to hit you, and he kind of whips out an arm lackadaisically, and you easily twist out of the way as he swings down with a 7. The next one comes up and coming at Merrick, and it's slightly more on point, but still well off the mark. And the third comes in at Solo.
These guys smell terrible.
The third comes in at Solo, and you kind of are laughing at this first one, and the second one comes in with much more ferocity with a 20 to hit. Scratches you for 6 points of damage.
Hi, wow.
With these small claws. Next up is Merrick.
Just a quick word picture here, because I got to know if I can bob and weave out of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Are we surrounded by the zombie thralls? Like, so I imagine there's a coffin somewhere here.
Mm-hmm.
He came over and he swiped across the coffin at us, and then the zombies came behind us?
Yeah, so you guys are on the far side of the coffin. You guys are next to the thing. He's right next to you. Yeah, Dan's got a good picture of it. Like that.
Yeah, that doesn't help our viewers, Bjorn.
Nah, it's fine. I don't think they need a word picture, though.
There's 2 dots next to a parallel edge of the long side, and then next to each of those, so left of Solo is a ghoul. It directly in front of Solo is a ghoul. Directly in front of Merrick is a ghoul. And to the right of Merrick is...
a vampire.
Feasty McFeasterson.
Yeah. How did you know my name?
We're going for it. I'm just going to attack McFeasterson.
Okay.
And as I do, I'm like, I'm going to start calling you Fuckstick again if you don't tell us your name. That's good with the rapier. That's a mod 20.
That'll hit.
And then we're going to attack again with the offhand. That does not hit, I'm sure, because that's only a 13 with the offhand.
Yeah, it does not hit.
So let's do this for a sneak attack and the rapier. That's 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage.
I'd like to... I can't move anywhere without getting an attack of opportunity from the ghouls. That was why I asked about positioning.
Yeah,
you're kind of all swarmed up.
I'm gonna create an opening, Merrick.
How many attacks of opportunity will I incur if I try and roll over the coffin?
One. Two.
Because a ghoul took a swipe at him, and what's-his-face took a swipe at him.
I'm gonna try and roll it, or like get over it, lose 10 feet instead of whatever, and then I'm gonna try and get over towards where Sisk was.
Okay.
So I'll take 2 attacks of opportunity.
First one coming in is a 4 to hit.
Nope.
From the ghoul. But you would not take one from the vampire, correct?
I don't get one from the vampire.
From the other ghoul is a 7.
Yeah, I don't get hit, and I'm like, as I'm doing my cool combat rollover, I'm like, Solo, give him the old 1-2. And I'm gone.
Next up is Solo.
Then I'm going to attack.
All right.
I'm going to attack the guy directly in front of me.
Okay.
Twice. And I'm going to...
You don't have to pick your target right now.
I'm in range of three of them.
Yeah, you need to move 5 feet for one, or one square for one. Yeah.
So that one is going to be a 21.
That hits.
19.
Hits.
21.
That hits.
And that one, 25.
Pick your target. All those hit everybody.
So like you're assigned
just
damage
hit everybody.
Because you just, yeah, well, everybody got one.
Well, right, but I'm just trying to assign, making sure I assign my open hand technique.
Because you're going to push people away?
I'm attacking the guy in front of me twice, and then I'm going to try to push away the guy to my left and the guy diagonally from me.
Okay.
And I'm going to make them both take strength saving throws. But
are you ever punching the vampire?
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's not within. I'd have to move to get to him.
Okay.
Cool.
So 14 damage on the guy in front of me.
The guy directly in front of you, as you punch him the first one, it looks like you kind of break apart his bone structure that was weakened from his weird incubating state. And then the second punch just, you hear this crunch into him and he falls on the stone floor and slides a foot and is gone.
Wow. And I always in awe of my fist. The guy to my left takes 6 damage.
Okay.
And the guy to my right takes 6 damage. And both of them need to make a strength saving throw.
And that's adding your dexterity to it? That's crazy.
That is a 5 on the first one and a 10 on the second one.
They both fail.
They both go 15 feet backwards.
And they slide back across the ground. Anything else with your turn? Do you want to move?
Do they hit the walls?
15 feet, you said?
They do.
They would hit the walls.
If I'm centered, if I'm at the 15-foot mark.
Yeah. They would hit the walls, and they'll take a d4 of damage as they slam into these walls. And the first one takes 4 points of damage and dies from slamming into the wall. You hear his head crack with a sickening...
That is so cool looking.
The other one takes 1 point of damage.
That is some sick ass shit right there.
And then I'm gonna wink at the vampire, and I'm gonna move to the stairwell,
kind of shifting back towards where you guys came from.
Yeah, but I'll flaunt it. I'll waste some movement. I'll go up the sarcophagi, kind of like leap, blow him a kiss as I leap, and then go to the stairs.
Classy exit move is very well taken. Next up is the vampire, who grabs his wand again and whips it at the wall. 3 more sarcophaguses, as it says.
Jeez. Sarcophaguses. Man, you see how many he's got so many geeses up here.
Pop open. And with a quick assessment of how much you see here, you see that there are 6 more unopened sarcophagi. The ghouly things pop out, assume they're attack positions. The vampire moves towards you guys. The closer of the two, if I'm calculating this correctly, is going to be Merrick. Claw attack. 15?
That doesn't hit anymore.
Cool. This claw comes swiping at you, but you're ready and waiting. And whoosh, bunch of air.
Jesus.
Next up is Sisk. Justin, pick 1 or 2.
2.
Okay. These things are going to count as humans for this spell, then, as Sisk casts Charm Person on one of the ghouls. He fails his save and seems to take, from this aggressive stance, seems to kind of relax a little bit and kind of chill out. And then he got, with his bonus action, Sisk points down at you, Merrick, and says, "Hey, Merrick. Hey, Merrick.
Yeah.
Those pants make your butt look great."
Oh, thanks.
And you feel inspired because of that. You have a inspiration die. And then next up is our ghouly companions, who start shambling over towards you guys. One just kind of stands there. He kind of just stays hanging out. The other two make their way over towards Solo. And then the third one that was remaining on the wall by the coffin starts to close with you, Merrick, but you're just out of range. He's got moves about 20 feet, and you're about 25 away. The other two make their way over to Solo and attack. That is 17 to hit.
Yeah.
And that
yeah,
is...
That is.
5 points of damage, and that is a 22 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
And that is 4 points of damage. Next up is Merrick.
All right, so he's not glowing anymore, is he? Or I feel like fairy fire persists?
Fairy fire persists.
All right, so then my job, I've got one job, and I'm going to do it. Is I'm going to take a swing here at my homeboy.
I like it.
All right, that's good. So that's a 26 for the sneak attack.
For sure.
Yeah, that one feels great.
That's 12, 13, 14. I just, you know how long it's been since we've played combat?
Hmm.
All of my previous attacks before this have just been dice and not me adding my plus five.
It's been a little while.
Justin.
I admitted it. Like, viewers, feel free to berate me.
Didn't you? You even asked me on this one. You're like, did you add that on there?
Yeah, and I did not. So this is much better than the previous three hits that I've had on him.
What you got?
I thought that 15 damage was low.
So this is 14 plus 5, 19 nice. Points of damage.
There we go.
And for those of you keeping score at home, I handicapped us 15 other points of damage. I have missed reporting 15 points of damage before.
You just don't want it to end.
I just don't want it to end. So I could attack him again.
Go for it.
I feel that I need to stay between Sisk and the vampire.
Yeah, and
so
you're positioned
to keep pissing
that.
The vampire off. That's my number one job.
Yeah.
And I have advantage, right, still? So that's going to be a 22.
That'll hit.
That's just going to be this plus 5. 10 more points of damage because I'm actually adding my modifier now.
Thank you very much. 10 more points of damage. And as this strike comes in, you see the first look of concern come across his face. Everything's been very nonchalant until that point.
Tell me your fucking name, fuckstick.
Medic, that was really badass.
Next up is Solo.
So I got a ghoul on me. How close am I to the vampy?
You have two ghouls on you.
You have two on you.
How close am I to vampy?
About 15 feet, maybe a little less.
I'm going to attack, and I'm going to attack both ghouls.
Okay.
That's not much. That's 11
to hit.
11 to hit?
Yeah.
First one misses.
That's a nat 20!
Oh, yeah. I don't
feast
know
over
what
that
feels
famine.
Like. I haven't had one of those in a while.
Double some dice here, baby. So,
yeah. So that's 4 plus 4.
That's 8.
Plus 4.
That's 12. And you feel the crunch again. That familiar crunch at this point as he
got it.
Falls backward.
I'm going to move. Even if I miss, I still don't get a tag of opportunity.
Right.
Thanks to my mobile.
It's not unusual to get a tax of opportunity.
I haven't had those in forever. And I'm going to attack Vampy.
Okay, go for it.
And that is a 22.
That will hit. Mm-hmm.
All right. And I'm also going to use a key point to make it a stunning strike.
Okay. And what is his saving throw for that?
Constitution.
Constitution.
Or he will be stunned until the end of my next turn.
That. So I imagine that you see this stunning strike come in on him, and you see the vampire start to kind of shake off this stunning word, and you yell at Sisk to do something. Sisk goes, "Your blood stinks!" And cutting words is him. To drop it by 8.
Ooh, that's a good. I think he's tapped out now, though. He has no more of those. If I'm keeping.
He did 1, 2, 3, 4.
This was the fourth.
Yeah, that's what he's got.
And that punch also did 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
And I'm actually going to move away.
Okay.
Counterclockwise around the edge.
Yep.
Towards, not towards closed sarcophagi, if there's any.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's still 6 left.
I'm going to be on the opposite side of that.
Towards the altar.
Hi.
Nice. So he is currently stunned until your next turn.
Which means he is incapacitated, which means he can't take actions or reactions. Attack rolls have advantage. Oh, no, excuse me. The creature automatically fails strength and dexterity saving throws, and attack rolls have advantage against him.
And as I'm running, I go, "Medic, I did some spicy. You should do some more." I'm obviously, he's a little drunk, you know, he's not saying cool things, but he's trying to be cool.
Next up is Vampire, who does nothing. Sisk is after that, and he is going to, he has a dagger.
Is it an audible?
Sisk up on the thing, he's like all ready to rock out, and he crosses arms and goes, and shrugs his shoulders. Then from his hip, pulls out a dagger and whips it at one of the ghouls. Ooh, and whips it real good.
Real good.
With ding, a natural ding, 20.
Do you say natural 20?
Is it a natural 20.
Do you mean...
As this dagger comes in with quite an amount of speed and velocity.
You don't even have to roll. That ghoul is down.
This ghoul is pretty effed. Effed yeah. Right in the isn't B.
Isn't there still one ghoul that's like 1 point alive?
That's the one.
Sisk rolls max damage on his dagger, too.
So he just did 8 plus dex.
Yeah, so he's got this 10 points of damage, and he just takes one of those ghouls, and as he goes, the ghoul looks at him, and he whips this dagger, and it's right between the eyes, and this ghoul falls down.
Sisk, that's when you do the wink.
Oh, yeah. And he does a big animated wink.
Nice.
Next up is the ghoul who is currently charm-personed, and he kind of... Then the ghoul... that you did not kill earlier, the ghoul that is next to Merrick is still alive. And he takes a swing. And with a natural 1, misses. And you see him kind of jerk his arm as he tries to claw you, and his arm goes... And you hear this sick, dislocating sound. It's super gross. Next up is Merrick.
All right, we're going to attack him.
Go for it.
The vampire is... We're getting the first attack off here. That's a natural 20! Thank you, God, advantage, because the other one was a 1. It was a 1 and a 20.
Aye, feast or famine.
Feast or famine, feast or famine.
So, we roll the dice and then double them, yeah?
Yes.
You want to know something else I've been forgetting? Hex damage.
I don't think you've done it once. Ooh, rusty boys.
Jeez, I'm doing fine. I'm using my whole kit.
On the dice, that's 5 plus 18 is 23. So 23 doubled is 46 plus 5 is 51 points with the rapier.
How do you want to do this?
Well, then what I'd like to do, actually, is I know that he's stunned, right?
Yeah.
Just for pure flavor, because I was going to do this anyway after the attack, but I needed to make sure I hit. So I'd like to sweep his leg, because he automatically fails all dexterity saves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to plunge my sword straight into his heart. And I want to look at him and say, my name is Merrick.
And I'm like, that's super cool, Merrick.
And he's super dead.
And I'm like, this is spicy.
You have 2 ghouls to deal with still.
That's fine.
One that's next to you, you could probably bonus action whap
so
him.
What I'd like to do is move. Well, okay, I'll hit that one. A bonus action, an attack. Let's just see. I probably won't be able to. Like, I come up from that, from like stabbing it down, and I see that ghoul, and I just throw my dagger out, or I throw my short sword at him. And that's going to be a 16 plus 7.
Yes, that will hit.
And so that's just a d6 plus 5. 6 plus 5 is 11.
And down so goes Ghoulie.
I do that. And then I'm like, Solo, use the phoenix egg on the coffin.
Hi, Merrick. That's a really weird way to say that. But okay, is it my... Am I up?
Is that the end of your turn, Merrick?
Yeah, I think it's actually your turn in the initiative. That's cool.
It's cool. Cool, 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 cool,
cool.
Next
cool,
up
cool,
is Solo.
Cool. I got a great idea, Merrick.
What's that?
And I pull out the phoenix egg. And I go, it's time to pop off. Right? And I just click it and I throw the phoenix egg in the middle of the room.
And the phoenix egg arcs. Big feathery flames whip up around the coffin. Give me an attack roll to actually make sure you hit this coffin.
Is
pretty
anyone,
easy.
Okay, I know we haven't done it like combat in a long time, but that was totally a slow clap, right?
That's pretty good. That was
time
yeah.
To pop
that
off.
Was that was good.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. It's been a while.
It's been a long while. Time since we fought anything. Apparently,
we're just throwing back. We're throwing everything back. Everything we got. That was a 16 on the dice. I don't know what
you
I
you add
for
dex because it's a ranged attack. And I don't
yeah,
know. Or,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
So,
you just
yeah,
walked 19. Up to it. I feel like you slow motion
check.
Like movie start it. You just.
And it's engulfed in flame.
You just take the fire damage at this point.
You want to watch it burn.
One charmed ghoul left.
Is it still me, Merrick?
Yeah, you're still up.
Yeah, I think it's still your turn. You can do a lot in 6 seconds.
I'm gonna walk up next to him. I feel bad, and I'm gonna pull him down. Does he have like a collar? Maybe like a bone.
Yeah, you grab his actual, like, his skin is sunken in, and you can grab his collarbone.
I'm gonna pull his collarbone down with silence, and then take my bandaged red right hand, and I'm gonna plummet it straight into his face.
Okay, give me an attack roll with advantage.
Okay, that's 19. Let's see how it is. All right, that's a 25.
That'll hit.
And that's only 5 points.
Five points of damage.
You gonna burn a key point?
I might headbutt him. I'm just gonna burn a key point here.
Go for it.
I don't know actually that I can.
Are you out?
No, I have key points.
On your bonus action, can you do it?
Well, he attacks twice, so the Phoenix Egg was one. Punching this guy was the second. His bonus action would be to burn a key point for two more attacks.
There we go.
My level 5 extra attack. I forgot about that.
It's okay. I lost 25 points of damage.
So I'm just going to blow a key point, and I'm having a really out-of-body experience. That's a mod 20.
You've been narrating everything you've done since we walked up the stairs. You told me you were stealthing.
Wow. That one's a mod 20, and that was a mod 20 as well.
Those will hit.
Aye. And I just, like, I'm trying to talk to Medic.
While you're punching this thing.
And that's 6 on one dice and 6 on the other.
So it dies with the first hit, and then the second hit just takes the head completely off. Just
And I'm still holding on to his collar.
Yeah, you still got the body in your hand.
Did I look cool, Merrick, with the explosion behind me? Or did I take too long to get here?
I stand up and I wipe my blades on my imitation robes, and I walk over to him and I hunker down and I'm like, you were the coolest. You looked the coolest.
I just still with him, his collarbone in my hand. I'm gonna put my other hand up for that high five.
High five.
And Sis comes in and like high fives your guys. High five. Really kind of awkward. He's, dude, sweep the leg, and it, like, smashes it from the hallway. You hear a voice. And he's, yes, I knew you'd be down here. And then a click of a crossbow firing, and a bolt flies through the air.
Now I would like to say that ever since the dinner, I've been on high alert, rogue, like ready to take the shot.
Yeah.
So if there's any type of check that we at least want to give me a chance to like take the bullet for fucking Sisk, I will do it.
Okay. I will give you that with a dex saving throw to dive in front of this. All right. As you hear this familiar voice.
And it was off. It was out of place because he's down here.
Right. So it's a dex save.
And he's an old man.
Right. So that's going to be a 19 on the dice.
Okay.
And I will use my last bardic inspiration to make sure.
To make sure
that I get this bullet in me.
I dig it.
19 plus 6, 25.
Just barely.
I burned it all.
As this crossbow bolt slides and hits you right in the stomach.
And I turn to look at Solo and I'm like, you didn't want to try and catch that?
No, big eyes, drop the collarbone, full sprint action towards Clithby.
Okay.
And
this is rage time. I've used there's one, two, Solo's three. Bye-bye.
I got another key point. I'm attacking him 4 times.
Okay, go get him.
And like as I'm like, you're like, maybe you should stun him.
On the first one. All right, the first one's a 16.
That'll hit.
Guess I'll use a key point
so now,
as well.
Now this podcast has descended into us beating up on old people.
So first attack is a 16 that hits. I want a key point as a constitution saving throw.
A constitution, yeah.
For the stunning strike.
17.
Oh, that'll save.
That'll save him. The next one is a 25.
Hits.
A 24.
Hits.
And that is a 14.
14 hits. Not a lot of armor in a butler's outfit.
Not a lot of armor. That is 7. That is 8. That is
He's 10. An old man. There's not a lot.
That is 5. And
that's 30 points of total damage.
And I don't know how far away this lava pit is, but I'm pushing him 15 feet.
The lava pit's down a bit further back. Is it a dex saving throw?
Pushback is strength.
He's not strong.
And if he fails the first one, I wouldn't mind like following it up with running after the body to hit him again for the second 15.
I think that, yeah, we'll allow it. This is D&D. That's great. Fails again. It's a 9 and an 8. And just down the hallway. You see him stumble, fall down, struggle to reload this thing. And as he'd
slow walk, unraveling my right hand.
I'm not even an initiative.
No, this is all narrative right now.
This is all narrative. It's going to happen.
It's the juice.
Slow walking towards him. He's just trying to reload.
He's struggling to reload this thing.
So as I see him slow, like you see me make it to the top of the stairs, I'm like, Solo, stop. He's an old man.
Keeps moving.
Solo's gone.
God, every time. And I'm just going to like, I'm like slow limping, like with a fucking bolt in my stomach.
Yeah, it's like sticking through like, all the way.
You're like trying to catch up. I'm slow walking towards him.
He's just
clenching
fumbling
that
with a bolt.
I'm going to get you, you bastard.
And first one, I'm going to hit the gun out of his hands. I'm going to like try to shatter his hand.
Go for it.
Nash 20. Okay. Right.
You know what?
How do you want to do this?
You just do whatever you want now. This is it. We don't have to have dice anymore.
He only had 40 hit points.
Yeah. I want to shatter both of his hands, drop him to his knees, and I look him in the eyes.
Yes.
And I say, those po' boys should have came sooner. And then I hit him in the face.
And down Clivby goes. Wow, it's just...
And I'm just at the end of the hallway, just kind of like huffing and puffing.
Sisk, holy... Whoa. Clit, you saved my life. Oh my god.
It's all part of the job.
You look...
Are you just bleeding back
just
there?
I go to Solo and I'm like... Trying...
You've made
time
it.
Time to calm him down a little bit. I'm like, hey, big guy.
But blood still pouring.
Hey, little guy. I take blood from my stomach. And I put it on his forehead, same way he did it to me. And I said, it's going to be all right now. And I sit back against the wall and slide down, and I'm like, it's going to be all right.